This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Talking about pay in this economy, salaries, hourly wages, whatever you want to call it. It's always been, well, first of all, awkward, right? But also for a lot of companies, officially frowned on. They just don't want people talking about how much money they make. And so more than a dozen states have or are considering what are called pay transparency laws, where companies would have to post salary ranges and job listings or not be allowed to ask applicants how much they made at their last job and or not be allowed to punish people for talking about their pay. The idea is that these laws can help stop pay discrimination. But still, a lot of companies offer the lowest salaries they can, and that tends not to work real well as more people are more open about their pay. Marketplace's Mariel Segarra has our story.
Mason Vallis is 25, lives in Chicago, and works in customer service. And the other day, she posted this video on TikTok.
Listen, I need these companies and these hiring managers to grow up and, like, get a grip on reality, okay?
Vallis recently applied for a job as a receptionist at a medical spa. She got an interview, and at the end, the hiring manager told her the pay, which she said was too low.
And he was like, yeah, you know, here's the thing. There's a lot more here to gain than just money. And we're looking for people that are motivated by more than just money.
In this case, Vallis thinks he meant a sense of community or that maybe the spa was a nice environment to work in. But this kind of comment, it's a way an employer or a hiring manager can make you feel like it's shameful that you want more money, that you're being greedy even, as if a job isn't an exchange of labor for money. So, okay, back to her TikTok.
I don't know what fantasy world you're living in where people are letting you pay them in, like, gold star stickers or whatever the f***, but I live in the real world where people need money to survive.
Like, sorry, my landlord doesn't accept gold star stickers, so... Now, I talked to Vallis later. She didn't actually say all this to him in this way, but she did tell him, yeah, I do have to consider money.
You know, at that point, he was just kind of like, all right, well, you know, I guess this concludes the interview.
Vallis didn't have another job lined up, but she was fine with that.
I have no problem turning stuff down, even if I don't have a backup plan. Like, I am not going to accept less than I think I'm worth.
Some employers will act like it's inappropriate to even ask about pay. Quinn Pons is 34, lives in Portland, Oregon, and is a coordinator for mental health programs. She recently applied for a job. They emailed her. She asked about the pay.
And they were saying that they couldn't even, like, share that it was an HR situation, meaning, you know, you have to already apply, interview, I guess get hired, and then they'll tell you how much you're making.
Pond says people put a lot of work into job interviews. They might have to take time off, pay for gas, get dressed up, do some sort of homework, often for free. So she decided to say something.
I professionally just let them know that that was just not acceptable, that as somebody who is a person who hires it, I would never tell somebody that they'd have to jump through those hoops before telling them.
She says the company never responded. Why are companies so reluctant to share salary numbers with applicants? Chris Collins, who teaches HR studies at Cornell, says it's about the escalation of commitment.
If I were being cynical, the more effort you put in as an applicant, the harder it is to turn down the offer.
Collins says waiting until the last minute to reveal the pay is a terrible practice, by the way, because you're wasting time interviewing people who may never take the job. He suggests that smaller companies that can't afford to pay market rate should be upfront about that.
But list or give them information on all the other things that maybe make up for it. So whether that's additional benefits or time off or flexibility.
Whether it's a four-day work week or working from home, those things can have value. It's just the last few years have been hard. People are burnt out and working more hours than ever. And Jamie Cohn, a research director in the HR practice at Gartner, says workers are skeptical when companies say things like,
we're all a family, we care about you, those sorts of things. And they're saying, actually, I provide a service and you need to pay me fairly for that service.
Sometimes that means walking away from job interviews when the pay is too low or... when the pay is a big secret. I'm Mariel Segarra for Marketplace.